Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We've never had an Am I the Jerk like this. Am I the jerk for refusing to help pay for my brother's custody battle?
Man, you know you can always send us your Am I the Jerks.
Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Send us an email or slide into the DMs. We've been getting a lot of DMs on Facebook. It may take a while to find them, but we find them.
We get there. We get there.
And they come to us.
Oh, so, we got to this one.
All right. Allie and DZ, love the show.
Oh, don't butter us up. Nope, don't butter us up.
Am I the jerk for refusing to help pay for my brother's custody battle?
What does that even mean?
It says, I refuse to give $20,000 to my brother to fund his legal custody battle. Am I the jerk for this? All right, Allie and DZ, my brother called yesterday because he's been going through an ugly custody battle for the past 3 years.
That's a grip, man.
And needs some financial help. Both he and his ex-wife are argumentative.
I wonder why.
Always right. Oh, it's one of those couples. So Good to know.
Neither's ever wrong. Got it.
So my brother calls me up and asks for $20,000. He said it's specifically for the newest set of lawyers, and he said that he's got a new strategy, and it's a last stand. It's about showing strength. He says that he is going to win this time, and he's going to get the kids back.
Well, he lost last time.
I don't know. I've been watching this go on for years. They both are a mess, and I don't know which way it's going to go, and I don't want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it does involve my nieces and nephews.
It is your blood relative. It's not like it's a cousin or nothing.
He told me in advance there's no way he could pay it back. Money's not an issue for me, but I do not want to give him $20,000 because I don't want to get involved. Am I the jerk for not helping my brother with his custody battle, even though I can afford it?
I knew money couldn't have been an issue because there's no way anybody's going to hear 20 bands and then write into Am I the Jerk.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, absolutely no way.
You just don't want to give them $20,000.
That's what's happening right now. So then I think that's what makes this the moral dilemma today is that this person, they can afford it.
But they don't
want to give it to the brother because they just don't want to get involved. So it's like you could help get your niece and nephew with your brother. But you're like, nah.
But
you're basically saying bleep them kids is what you're saying as the aunt.
And to be genuine with you, you're involved regardless because you are related. Mm-hmm. And you do have some ties to this situation already. You are a part of this relationship whether you want to be or not. Now, does that mean that you got to give them $20,000 for these legal battles?
Mm-hmm.
No. But they've already been some type of, you know, confider in you, right? You've been a confidant to them. You might have already given them money, and they're straight up last-ditch efforting, saying, hey, yo, fam, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
20 bands.
You
know I can't pay you, but I know you got it. I'm not trying to be opportunistic here, but I want these children. They're my babies. You know me and her don't rock, whatever, woo, woo, woo.
Somebody said 20K is crazy. Absolutely not the jerk. I agree, but have you ever had a custody battle or gone to court for a divorce? Bruh. I mean, lawyers are... My divorce cost me... We didn't even have a custody battle, and my divorce cost me more than my marriage.
And it's expensive.
More than the wedding, I should say.
It's wild. It's crazy. It's stupid expensive to get divorced, from what I've understood now from people that have talked about it, right?
Somebody said, what's the caller's name? I'd like to reach out. I could also use 20 grand if money is no issue.
Hey, get him on. Get a number. Get in line. Me and Allie are first.
Rich, not Rachel. Rich, give me an R name. A girl's Rich Rihanna.
Rich Raquel.
Rich Rihanna. Rihanna.
No.
I know two Rihannas. Okay, fine. True. You have a Rihanna friend. Rich
Raquel.
Rich Raquel. All right, that's her name. She does sound fancy.
She does, right? Shape. Raquel.
Rich Raquel does not want to give her brother 20 grand for his custody battle. It's been going on for 3 years. And even though it could get her niece and nephews, whatever they are, back with him, she said, no, I don't want to do it. Well, money's not an issue, but I'm not interested in getting involved.
I get not wanting to get involved, but that ship has sailed. Uh-huh. Mama, you've already been involved, and those are your nieces and nephews or whatever. Like, I think you help him. This is his last ditch effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get another 20 bands after this, fam. I'm going to give you this 20, and that's literally
That's what I'm saying. You would have to be like, we're cut off.
Yep.
Somebody
but you
said,
have to.
Not the jerk. My oldest is a junior, and last year in college, I remind him to strap it up because no one's coming to save him or send him money his way. Oh, God.
If you got it like that, though, it's one thing if you don't have the bread. They've got the cheddar. They've got the money. They can go ahead and give him 20 bands.
Deb from Burlington said, what in the world? I'm so triggered. Why do the other family think that other family members need to help them? If you can't afford it, there's a reason you can't afford. She's saying she's triggered because it's nobody else's responsibility to pay for you.
I've never been through litigation, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
You know, like full go extend paying lawyers for all this craziness. But $20,000 seems
crazy.
Cheap. It seems cheap for what you could be going through.
Okay, Tim in Kenosha. He said, you know why divorce is so expensive?
Why?
Because it's worth it. Oh, God. Okay. 414-533-1037. I found my people. Okay. No, for real, though. What do you guys think? Is Rich Raquel the jerk for refusing to help her brother pay for his custody battle?
It's only $20,000.
It's only $20,000. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, now we're making up names today again on Am I the Jerk. Is she the jerk for not helping pay for her brother's custody battle? Craig in Greenfield texted in and said, she's not the jerk. Rockford Rich Moneybags Rochelle should not give her brother any money whatsoever.
Oh, we went full legal name on him.
Because he has no intention on getting full custody of the kids. Okay, you guys are funny. You know what? We're going to go to the callers right now. We're going to see what they think because Colleen's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her this morning. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Is Rich Raquel the jerk for not helping her brother with his custody battle?
She's not the jerk.
Flat out.
Not at all. I don't care how much money you have or money's not an issue. It's not like he's asking for a couple thousand dollars. He's asking for $20,000.
Mm-hmm. It could be like 20 bucks or 200 to most people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know Rich Raquel's situation. Mm-hmm. She clearly
Man,
got enough.
Man, but that's a good chunk of change, though. Like, that's a lot of
money.
Hey, can I have that and I'm not going to pay you back?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's when you know somebody's rich. But Amber in Milwaukee texted in said, jerk, I have a niece and nephew from my sister. If I had the money, we're all going to court.
That's what I'm saying. We're making it about the money for
us, I guess.
But if it was your niece and nephew, but then somebody else texted in and said, kids can't be bought. Well, true, but... Yeah,
but the divorce lawyers can.
But kids can be bought. Unfortunately, you go in, sometimes people can afford lawyers, and they win when they're not in, you know what I mean?
And kids are used in litigation all the time. You know
all
that.
The time.
So I mean, I guess if this lady's like a millionaire, whatever, but I mean, $20,000 is still a huge chunk of change just to like, here, have this.
Let's say in theory that she is. Rich Raquel really is Rich Raquel. She got money like that. 20 bands is literally $20 to her.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make it the jerk?
I guess
it makes her the
jerk. If that's the case, maybe not the jerk, but I'm still saying jerk, or not the jerk, just because $20,000 is a big chunk of money.
Yeah. Well, just because you can afford something doesn't mean you should be responsible for it. That's it. I see this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Thanks for calling, Colleen.
Yes. Have a good day, you guys.
You too. Appreciate you.
Bye. All right. Let's go to go to Amanda and Racine.
Oh, snap.
Got her own theme song. It's called 5 Days in a Row. Amanda!
Nailed it.
Amanda!
Fan favorite over here, dog.
Yeah, I just want you to know, Roger in Milwaukee said the whole reason he found our show was because his daughter listens, and she loves you. You're her favorite. So I just wanted to give...
That's so nice.
So I love it that the regulars are fans of each other. That's cute.
Naturally. You know, when you win and
get
ahead of Roger.
Well, yeah, we got to be each other back.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to be your fans because we light you guys up. So anyway.
Well, at least you answered my phone. I'll say that.
You're funny.
All right, Amanda. Jerk or not the jerk for not helping your brother fund his custody battle?
I'm going to say not the jerk, too.
Wow.
Because.
Bleep them kids. Yeah. Here we go.
But his money's no object.
I know. They don't care.
I feel like it's really on the brother. I mean, I get him asking, though, because I would do that in that situation.
You lean on the people you rely on the most, a.k.a. Rich Raquel, my sister, the one who's got millions.
Sarah and McGuanago.
I give them court credit for trying.
Fair, but Sarah and McGuanago texted in. She said, not the jerk. She shouldn't be expected to pay for whether she can afford it or not. Yeah, I had a friend who got married and kept going, well, you know, we need more money, and my family can afford it. And I'm like, just because your parents can afford it doesn't mean they have to keep giving you money.
That is true.
You've hit the ball. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You are your own adult, and you make your own decisions.
Oh, they can afford it. They should just give it to us. That's not the case. That's somebody else's money.
So are we expecting him to go get a loan for $20,000 yet, be in the hole?
Hey, I would. Hey, I've been through this with grandmother rights, let's just say, and I took her to court. I'll do whatever it takes to protect my kids. So I would say that brother needs to do whatever he has to do.
And that's what he's doing.
Documentation and just go. I mean, I put myself in debt if I have to.
Think about it, y'all.
I'll do it all.
He might already be, and hence why he's saying, hey, Rich Raquel, sister, I can't pay you the 20 bands because I'm in the whole 60 bands from the last two fights.
This is my third
strike, or I'm out. I need your help, please. Well, and y'all are saying, not the jerk.
Well, the money gets taken for granted, too. That's the problem.
Well, we don't take it with us when we go. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Money's fictitious anyway, bro. So why not?
Somebody said, we don't know if he's even a good father to them.
Sounds like it. Well, he's slugging for these
kids. He's trying. To
me, come on now. He's at least trying.
Yeah, Mika in Milwaukee. She said, no, I do not believe she's a jerk. We don't know if he's a good father, and that's why he can't. We don't even know if that's why he can't have his children. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, fair.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
Yeah, and all I'm going to say is I don't even want to be part of that. So, yeah.
Amen.
They can do their own thing.
All right, man.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
She's saying, get out of the custody battle. I don't want to be involved.
And that's what Rich Raquel is kind of saying. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get involved, money or not. I respect it, but I think that's wild because money isn't an object.
Listen to this text we got, 414-533-1037. It says, this is a family court issue, not necessarily divorce court. They're very different. Oh. And again, custody gets assigned for a reason.
Oh,
they're saying, well, you're not giving them money for the divorce. You're giving them money for the custody.
And y'all know I got no experience in this, you know, whatsoever.
That so makes like, one of us. What do you want to know?
Well, that... But no, you know what I mean.
Real.
I mean, like, the divorce and the family custody, like, that they are two different things, and I hadn't put it into perspective like that.
Well,
like, it's all one.
I was married, so when I got divorced, we had to go through the custody and the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I always say, from my experience that I went through, how much I paid to get divorced, I always say, I wish I had never been married. I wish we had just been in a relationship, had our children, and then ended up splitting when we split because it would have saved me money. Now, I still would have had to do the custody stuff in court, which a lot of couples do. If they're not married, you still have to do custody in court if you don't have an agreement.
But it would have saved you half of the heartache or half of the battle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Some
really
people don't have agreements and they split and go to save money. Let's agree on this. Mm-hmm. And then they do that until there's a problem. Then they got to go to court anyway.
Those are more amicable.
Those are the amicable ones. And I don't know how those work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But now we're good.
I feel you.
We're good now. Let's go to who's left? Oh, Betty in Waukesha.
Oh, snap.
Betty, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, we're two for two, not the jerk right now.
Is this a vacuum? Are we sweeping it up today or what?
I brought the broom.
Signed, sealed, delivered. No way.
Nobody cares about these kids.
No
Unbelievable.
Way. No way. No way.
No, and you know what's funny is I'm in the car with my brother right now.
Yeah.
And we both agree. here's the thing. It doesn't sound like they're fighting for the kids. It sounds like they're just fighting with each other.
That's part, because they're argumentative. Yeah.
So she, snap, Betty and brother Betty.
She's saying they're going to fight no matter what you do, no matter how much money you give them.
Right.
This is about control, and this is, a bleep swinging contest.
And then they are using the kids as pawns, realistically, using them to anchor. And now the brother's trying to tug at the heartstrings of the sister by going, it's for the kids.
Yes.
It ain't about these kids at all.
Unless it really is about the kids and there's a problem. See, this is the thing. We don't know.
Great point from Betty and her brother, though.
It's not about the money. If it was about the money, I feel like she would give it to her brother. She said money's no object.
Right.
But it's clearly not about the kids or the dad either.
Fair
enough. It's about winning.
It's a measuring contest, and who's going to win and who's going to get what, and he wants that battle to really stick it to her.
Somebody said,
snap, y'all.
Wait, listen to this text. It said, would people feel like she was the jerk if the person was asking was a mother, not the father? I wondered if you changed the gender roles, if people would all of a sudden feel a different type of way.
I mean, I was 10 toes until just now when Betty and brother Betty over here threw it in. I was saying jerk because it's the money, but she's saying it's not even about the money. It's just about the petty.
Yeah, but somebody said it's not like he's asking for 20 grand for Vegas. It's for his kids.
It's not for the kids. It's to fight his ex.
Mm-hmm.
Kids ain't got nothing to do with it. At the end of the day, they are a pawn. I am now convinced. They got me.
You know what? We've decided we don't like you, Rich Raquel.
Yeah, Rich Raquel.
And your brother.
We like her. Rich Raquel, you cool.
We don't like her brother.
Your brother sucks.
Thanks for calling, Betty. Have a great day.
Wait.
Betty? I want to acknowledge you. You call into the show all the time. Yesterday was Betty's 6-year anniversary of being cancer free. Is that right, Betty?
Hey, you got to show that some love right there.
Go Betty.
Free.
All right.
Free.
Don't worry. We'll talk to you again soon, Betty. Love you. Bye.
Appreciate y'all. Bye.
You celebrate some of these wins.
You got to.
Teddy in Shorewood texted in. He said, Riggedy Richie Rich Rochelle is not the jerk. 20 bands is too much. Fair enough, you guys. Received.
I mean, and it's a vast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Vacuum sealed. Put it in
Done.
The box, sweep it
we
into the corner, and droop it
We
up.
Don't care about them kids.
We bleep them kids. It ain't even about them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.